Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Speaking of touch my body, the conversation we're about to get into now is about the body.
It is about the body.
Yeah, pretty cool.
The body, yaddy yaddy. However, not in a fun Mariah Carey way, in a genuine way. So we're going to have an actual conversation. We've wrapped up with the kids, Kitty's Hotline, that was hour one, and now we're talking to the groans. We're talking about body insecurities in this hour, so prepare yourself. Here we go. Every single person on this planet has something about themselves that they do not love. And we know that we are often prescribed to embrace your body, and it's a miracle, and you're so lucky to be here, you're so fortunate, and all those things are true, and you can know that and still feel a way. So whatever it is, it's your skin, it's your shape, it's your height, maybe a physical feature. It has stayed with you, maybe from the time you were very young to now, your ripe old age of whatever age you happen to be. The question we want to ask you, though, is what was the turning point? The moment when you decided, you know what? Mm. Yes, this is something that I am insecure about. Mm. Mm. But I'm not going to let it control me to the point where I need to hide it.
Yeah.
I need to make myself smaller. I need to disguise myself because, realistically, you have to live your life. This is your body.
Yeah, this is your body.
This is what you look like,
yeah.
Right? Was it a commitment that changed your perspective? Was it a life event? Did somebody say something to you? Was it one of the girlies in the club bathrooms? Was it a photo that ultimately made you go, you know what, actually, yes, there is this thing, but I'm cool with it.
I like the way you phrase that from a point of appreciation, like this is your body.
Yes.
It's yours. So studies show that the turning point in body image acceptance often comes from a combination of internal psychological shifts. So it's in the mind and then also the external support, meaning other people's appreciation of your body. Not just one single moment, but it's like a gradual transformation. You get to start here and then eventually you get to where you're like, oh, man, I love this body of mine. So according to research done by Clarkson University, messages that support autonomy and acceptance from others are far more effective in improving body image than those that sound like pressure.
Yes.
You know, it's like, be body positive.
Love yourself.
Nah, those don't work as much as the ones that are deep, deep, deep down. So when people feel more empowered to accept themselves on their own terms, rather than being told they should, they experience higher self-esteem and reduced body shame.
So now we know the science behind it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And that makes sense. That's why if you feel the need to compliment someone, you should.
Yeah.
And I don't mean talking about their body in particular. I'm saying if you want to say to somebody, you look amazing today.
Man, look at you.
And from a stranger, it's true. It does for some reason carry more weight.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun, right? So in this hour, we want to hear your story. What was your personal turning point? A moment that you can recall when you actually just stopped apologizing for your body, for the way that you look. And you were like, actually, never mind this. Nancy,
this
for that. This is me. And I'm going to live fully in it. Take me as I am. I'm here, babes. You can give us a call on 087-086-9495 or drop us a voice note, 061-792-9495.
So on the line, all the way from Queensborough, we have Mitch. Welcome to the show, Mitch. How are you doing?
Stacey, how are you, my buddy?
Hey, man. We're all good, my brother. Glad that you are excited.
Stacey, how are you?
I'm good, babe.
Thank you so much for the excitement. Okay, so talk to us about this turning point of yours. When did you stop apologizing for your body?
So since my childhood, I'm 53 now, yeah. And my whole life I battled with my calves. And to be honest with you, I've been gifted with my mother's calves. My real calves are still in the field, though. They're grazing in the field. I've been looking for them.
En route, eventually. Lost in the mail.
He doesn't have... Okay.
So I got through a phase in my life where I did rugby, everything else I get, but I could not grow my calves. And I trained my calves and everything else I get. And I got to a point in my life where I started gymming. But the rest of me grew, but my calves didn't grow. So I started looking like Johnny Bravo. And so then I got further to a stage of my life where I started doing tattoos to my body. And I've now tattooed my whole body. And I've got such cool-looking tattoos that it's taken the point of my calves looking small to be, hey, those are cool tattoos.
Ah,
so I've got to that point in my life. And
that's
an acceptance of it.
That's smart.
But you rebranded your calves.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's exactly what I've done.
I like
and I'm at that point where I'm happy with my body now and my tattoos, and I've grown to accept it. But it has taken progress through my life and acceptance of it. And Yeah, I'm very happy with it now.
Shout out.
So I look like a coloring book now.
Oh, that is cool. And listen, man, I like the fact that you are so positive about it. That means you are at that stage in your journeys with your cars.
Oh, yes, 100%. And I'm still training. I haven't stopped training, and I'm enjoying it. And my fitness and my health and everything else, now. Acceptance, 100%.
Yeah, listen, Mitch, I just want to say, if it's not so much a question, just something to note, I think that it's very cool of you to be saying what you're saying.
Yeah.
And also to represent the boys. Because when people hear stories like this, they're like, now the girls are going to come out. Traditionally, this is also a conversation centered around women, right? And it's good to know that there's a dude, right, from the borough with his calves out on some, I have reached this point of acceptance. So thank you for repping for the boys today, Mitch. Very proud of you. Thank you so much.
Stacey, thank you so much. Always good to catch you guys.
Oh, man,
love the show. You both keep well, eh?
You too,
Mitch. Love you guys, man.
Thank you so much.
Cheers,
you know what? I'm actually now inspired to share, but I'll give it about 10 minutes because I do have a thing that I used to be so insecure about, but now I think, actually, I just realized through Mitch's story that I'm actually over it.
And this this is your moment.
Yeah,
when
this
Mitch
is my moment.
Said,
I'm
my cards, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
See, there you go. What is your moment? Something that previously you were like, oh, when it comes to your body, but now, right? You stopped apologizing for it. You are living fully in it. 061-792-9495.
So, I mean, guys, as you can tell, I'm a chubby boy. Nah. A bit of a chubby boy, right? You would say, right?
We're not saying anything.
No, it's fine. I've learned to accept that. I actually think I look good as a chubby boy, right? But I never used to feel like this. I used to feel like, oh, man, even me, I deserve Cristiano Ronaldo six-pack. I want to get there. You know what I mean? Like,
specific.
I thought about it. I wanted to be that guy, but... When I accepted Uguti, you know, this is who I am. It was when I realized if I gain more weight, I'm not going to have a lot of neck.
Okay.
Right. And that's a weird analogy. Right?
No, I'm with you. I'm following you.
But also, when I realized that if I lose any more weight,
too much neck.
I'm going to have too much neck.
Got you. Yes.
And I'm going to have a big head.
Mats. Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm actually very happy about being in the middle, because my body aligns. This head, this body aligns. And now I love my body. I feel like I'm in the right body.
You're comfortable in your skin.
I'm comfortable in my skin, and I've done a lot with this body. I've gone through a lot, and I've managed to conquer a lot of things. I've managed to show up with my family in so many different ways via this body. So I'm happy with the body that I have.
Good for you.
Shout out. Yeah. Buena, Stacey.
Oh, please, this list is too long. I could be here for 3 hours. Where to begin? My skin, my toes, my feet, my thighs, my stretch marks, my cellulite, my stomach, my arms, my back. Just, you know, like pick a struggle. But we're doing the best that we can.
Yeah.
And I think it's also this fallacy that I said it earlier, that you get to a certain stage in your life where you're like, I am so magnificent.
Mm.
But the truth is, just to build on what you said, a lot has happened.
Yeah.
And this body has been there for me. So
yeah.
You know she looks cute. And I can't, the people
like
say
that.
It.
I like that.
So we wanted to hear from you. When was that turning moment for you? Maybe it's still coming. Maybe it's pending. It's around the corner. Hear your voice notes.
Stacey and Chase Boo, East Coast Radio.
Hey, East Coast, you're speaking to Nick from Jazini. I was born blind. I am and have been what they call a seeing blind person. How nice is that? And the turning point in my life was when I saw Bruce Lee's Into the Dragon movie, and I decided to do martial arts and defend myself against the bullies that were always pushing me around because of Brerikis.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's Chloe here. My turning point was actually getting into photography. I ended up photographing so many different people of different ages, and I just came to realize, like, each one of us is absolutely beautiful in our own way, and doing that really helped me to accept myself.
Hi guys, so I'm a millennial. Back then it was peak skinny culture. If you had a bit of a bum, you were basically committing a fashion crime. But then the Kardashians came along and flipped the script. Suddenly, having a bigger, let's call it the glute department, became a trend. So now, instead of hiding it, I'm embracing it. So thank you, Kardashians. The 80s could never handle this energy.
Shout out, man. Shout out to accepting your booty. And just a quick one to the aunties who like to open their mouths.
Oh, yes.
At Imqimbi, when they haven't seen us in a long time, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yo, you've gained so much weight. Or like, ah, why are you so skinny? Eh? Don't be like that. Don't body shame.
And not just a particular kind of auntie. Everyone, resist the urge, guys. This news just in, breaking news. You can just keep quiet.
Yeah, and no one cares.
No one cares.
Please, focus on yourself. Don't body shame.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.